Well, unfortunately, I think they were both negative stories. One is the shutdowns. When you consider that four times this year, over whether it was a lapse of appropriations or the debt ceiling crisis, federal employees were faced with possible government shutdowns. And the other would be the nonstop attacks on federal employees who are already working under a two-year pay freeze. But the hostile efforts aimed at federal employees in this wave after wave of federal or of political attacks on their pay and their benefits and their job security and the resources to do their jobs, I think those two stories occupied far too much of the time in 2011.
So what we have now is the second year of the pay freeze, and there was even a legislative gambit to extend that for a year, but it looks like that won't be part. So what do your members tell you about the pay freeze? What are the reactions to it? How do they feel about service now?
Well, you know, from the standpoint of doing their part to contribute to the financial health of the country, most federal employees feel that the two-year pay freeze is doing their part. That is contributing over $60 billion over 10 years. So because of that contribution, they think that's enough. And while it will extend through 2012, these ongoing efforts and conversations, and new ones seem to come up every week, trying to extend the pay freeze, whether it's to 3 years or to 5 years, is something that is not heard well by federal employees. They think that this is enough. You know, they have done what is right for the country, and they're going to continue to do it through 2012. And I think the thing that, for me, is most overwhelming about federal employees as they serve this two-year pay freeze and also see these nonstop waves of new attacks on them is that they continue to do their jobs with commitment, with dedication. They're doing what the country needs them to do and serving the American people, and I think they should be commended for that every day.
Now, over the past year, there has been some rebalancing of what is considered inherently governmental, and the government, the OMB, clarified that in writing this year. So that would seem to be coming down on the good side so that we can be sure that what is supposed to be inherently governmental is known by everybody and will be done not by contractors but by federal employees. So would you put that in the good column?
That absolutely goes in the good column, Tom. That was a long work in progress. It was work that was that needed to be done to reverse the actions of the past administration. It is work that this administration has stepped up to, worked with federal employees and with their unions, and has made a lot of positive progress in that regard. That definitely goes in the positive column.
So what are you looking for in 2012? How do you think things are going to be? What would you wish for, and what do you think is actually going to happen?
Well, what I would wish for is that there would be an across-the-board, including in Congress, recognition of the contributions of federal employees and that the attacks on them would stop. Unfortunately, my two predictions, the first one is that the attacks on federal employees and on agency budgets will continue. I think in an election year, unfortunately, we can expect more of the same from certain members of Congress who have a lot of misguided proposals aimed at the federal workforce and at agency budgets that are already have already been cut to the point that many are worried about being able to do their jobs. But on a more positive note, I think that 2012, maybe because of all of these other things, is going to bring an invigorated and vocal federal workforce. I think that with so much at stake in the upcoming election year, we expect federal employees and their families and their supporters to be more vocal and more active than ever. And we've seen a significant interest in the 2012 election. When I travel around the country and meet with our members, I make very clear that those who are elected are the ones who make every decision about the working lives of federal employees. And so federal employees have a lot at risk and should be paying a lot of attention and making sure that they're registered to vote, that they exercise their right to vote, and that they do that with full information, and urge their families and friends to do the same.
We're speaking with Colleen Kelly. She's president of the National Treasury Employees Union. Now, over the past year, there have been kind of fitful starts on the government's National Council on Labor Management Relations, the monthly meetings that were reinstituted a couple of years ago by the Obama administration. What's your assessment of those, this ability to possibly negotiate about things that are not normally negotiated?
Well, I think the executive order creating the forum and the monthly meetings have been a positive step. They have been, I would say they've been baby steps moving forward to try to do business differently. But I think we have made some progress. We have a lot more work to do. The extension of the executive order and the president making clear his expectation that labor and management work together to solve problems, that the unions are involved before decisions are made so that their input and that of the frontline employees doing the work can be considered before agencies make decisions, whether it's about reorganizations or, more importantly, how the work is done. Frontline employees have a lot of good ideas about how to do the work better, and that's an opportunity that we have in these forums. So, you know, it goes in the positive column from a an improvement standpoint, but a lot of work has to be done to have some substantive agenda items that will really help the frontline employees and their agencies in delivering on their missions. And we're going to continue to do that. We're committed to that.
So what's in your specific legislative agenda? I know you'd like to get the freeze off and so on, but tell us what else is in the legislative agenda officially of the NTEU.
Well, you are correct, that Tom, that the top front and center is to protect any or to prevent any further unfair cuts to pay or benefits. And we will continue to do that, of course. But in addition to that, we are focused on protecting frontline jobs in the federal government. Too many government agencies are already struggling with insufficient staffing and increasing workloads, and these issues are only compounded when the agency budgets are decreased, whether it's through mandatory discretionary spending cuts or triggered by some failure of Congress, you know, in the wake of the debt ceiling. We've seen agencies having their budgets cut to the point where it's questionable whether they can do the work that the country depends on them to do. Look at the IRS as a perfect example. And regardless of what anybody thinks about the IRS, here is a fact that everyone should focus on. The IRS collects 93% of the revenue that funds every other federal agency. It keeps all of the other agencies operating. So any cuts to the IRS budget only increases the deficit, because then you don't have the staffing there to collect the revenue, to ensure that those who are trying to not pay their fair share, you know, are held accountable, and also to provide timely service to America's taxpayers who are depending on them to do that. And we saw a big cut in the IRS budget for the upcoming year for 2012, and that is the kind of decision that just makes zero business sense, whether it's in a deficit situation as we're in now, or even if there's not a deficit. It's the agency that brings in the revenue that funds the rest of the federal government, 93% of it. And I think that's lost on too many, including sometimes those in Congress who are making these decisions.
Yeah, this whole idea of doing more with less, you're hearing more and more federal managers saying maybe we should do less with less. Do you think it might be more rational to say, well, let's take these functions and not do them anymore at all as a way of reducing the federal workforce and expenditures? I mean, in some ways, wouldn't that be better than trying to do everything that we've been doing, just somehow cheaper with fewer people?
I absolutely think that's what many agencies are going to have to do. They're going to have to make choices of work that will not be done. In addition to that, though, I think there is more work that can be done to look at getting resources back to the front lines. There are many federal agencies who would be doing themselves and the country a great service if they would look at their organizations, the organizational structure, the span of control, how many employees are doing the frontline work versus doing some kind of, you know, other analysis work that perhaps doesn't need done, that might go into that category a lot easier, Tom, than the frontline critical work of the agencies that the country depends on. So I think there definitely are things that can be done, but I do agree the agencies need to step up and acknowledge that they cannot continue to get everything done if there are fewer employees, significantly fewer employees, and that's what we're seeing.